Hot FM News with Keturam Donga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. And now the news in detail. Police in Lusaka have launched investigations into a suspected murder case following the discovery of the body of 31-year-old Nalishevo Sikundu in the early hours of today in Kalingalinga compound. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga said the incident was reported at approximately 0530 hours by Mavis Chinsungwe, 55, the resident of the property where the body was found. According to Mr. Hamonga, Ms. Chinsungwe reported finding the naked body of an unidentified woman lying in her unfenced yard. He said police officers responded immediately and confirmed the presence of a deceased woman whose body was found naked in a state of rigor mortis with visible hematomas around the neck, suggesting possible strangulation.
Preliminary investigations conducted by the occupants of the house revealed that none of them heard any noise or disturbance during the night. Following committing engagement, the deceased was possibly identified as by Annie Lungu, a 53-year-old female, and an aunt to the deceased as Nalishevo Sikundu, aged 31, of Kalingalinga compound. It has been established that the deceased had recently moved out of her aunt's home and was living on her own at the time of her death. The body has been transported to the visiting hospital mortuary, where it awaits postmortem examination to establish the actual cause of death.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has welcomed President Hagainde Hichilema's appointments to the Human Rights Commission, HRC, board, subject to ratification by the National Assembly. NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe has particularly commended the appointment of four women out of the seven available positions, a development that affirms the possibility of gender-balanced leadership in Zambia's governance structures. Ms. Katebe said this composition is a powerful statement that Zambia has competent, qualified and deserving women to serve in high-level decision-making roles. She said it also signals the achieving, achieving the 50-50 gender parity envisioned in Article 259B of the Constitution is not only possible but necessary.
This is a powerful composition which is bringing a very good statement that Zambia has the competent, qualified and deserving women that can save these high-level positions of decision-making. NGOCC has in the past raised concerns over systemic underrepresentation of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. It is appointments like these that normally shows that actually Zambia has in the past fallen short of the constitutional imperatives for gender balance.
Government says President Hagainde Hichilema's state visit to the Arab Republic of Egypt from 23rd to 25th February 2025 attracted private sector investment pledges amounting to nearly $500 million. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament on the outcomes of the visit, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, said the pledged investments are targeted towards various projects in the energy sector. Mr. Haimbe has revealed that the commitments include joint ventures to establish two 100-megawatt solar power plants in Mongo and Kafue by 2026. He has added that the visit also paved way for the expansion of the Zesco El Sawidi partnership, which aims to scale up local manufacturing of transformers and prepaid meters with at least 40% of subcontracting reserved for local firms. The minister has further disclosed that the Zambian delegation held technical discussions with Egypt's Agriculture Research Center and Veterinary Serum and Vaccine Research Institute, focusing on vaccine production for diseases such as anthrax, foot and mouth disease, and Newcastle disease.
During the visit, the Zambia-Egypt Business Forum for infrastructure-focused MOUs were signed, aimed at the construction of critical transport corridor and bridges to unlock trade routes under the Lobito Corridor and beyond. Of note, the visit attracted private sector investment pledges of close to $500 million United States of America dollars, targeting one joint venture with Toyota, Tsusho, and Oswego Electric to establish two 100 megawatt solar plants in Kafue and Mongu by 2026.
A high-level delegation led by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development permanent secretaries Dr. Hapenga Kaveta has visited Northwest Province to address the escalating issue of illegal mining in Kasempa and the Kikonge area of Mufuwe District. The delegation, which includes Cabinet Office, Special Duties Permanent Secretaries Naomi Teta Mashimba and Hilton Chiveleka, held a stakeholders engagement meeting at the Solwezi Municipal Council Chamber, which was co-chaired by the host Permanent Secretary, Colonel Granson Katambi. The meeting brought together representatives from political parties, civil society organizations, heads of government departments, and members of the Federation of Small Scale Mining Association of Zambia. The objective of the visit was to promote adherence to legal mining regulations and foster collaboration among stakeholders to combat illegal mining activities in Kikonge, in line with President Hakainde Hichilema's mining principles, which include national security, legal mining, formalization, and enhanced revenue collection. This is according to a statement issued by Northwestern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Gloria Kinkolenge.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has expressed concern over the low insurance penetration in the country, which stands at 6%. Professional Insurance Corporation Zambia and Airtel Zambia have launched a partnership that will allow members of the public to access insurance through Airtel Money. Speaking at the launch of the partnership, Minister of Technology and Science Felix Mutati has described penetration levels as unacceptable. Mr. Mutati said the partnership will play a key role in bridging the penetration gap in insurance and digital inclusion in the country.
But we also agree that the level of penetration around 6% is totally unacceptable. And therefore, that we have got many hands, but provided those hands have got one mind, we can break the barrier of this 6%. And by delivering a product such as the one that we have delivered today, we are now at the process of lifting the barrier. So for this breakfast, the key issue is now, how do we have the many hands collapse into one line?
And Airtel Money Country Director Andrew Choma said the partnership will help reduce bureaucracy in accessing insurance in the country. Meanwhile, PICZ Managing Director Moses Siame said the partnership targets 1 million customers through Airtel Money by 2027, noting that insurance penetration in the country has continued to be low.
Showcases the benefits of cross-industry collaboration, demonstrating that together we can offer and achieve more. With Airtel's extensive reach and our expertise in insurance, we have created today a mutually beneficial business ecosystem focusing on customer satisfaction. What changes today is that with your phone in your hand, insurance is now in your hand.
International news.
Police in Angola say four people have been killed and 500 have been arrested after demonstrations in the capital, Luanda.